Blog Talk Radio.
That men would praise the Lord for His goodness and His mercy. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His wondrous works toward men. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord for His mercy endureth forever. He made the heavens and earth and all that is. Holy name.
Now we jump. If we jump.
For His works toward men. Now if we jump.
Cassandra McDonald with It's a Mind Thing, pastor of Caring and Sharing Ministries. God, so good. I just had to pull myself together in worship and in praising Him. It's so wonderful to know who Jesus is and what He does. Oh, my goodness. Okay, I got a good message for you today. I've just been enjoying the Lord through my pain. I had a pinched nerve. the justice system messed up, but you know, I said, I'm going to worship and praise him. And the Lord will actually help you to work through your pain with praise. Because he's coming. I mean, he's healing. He's the ultimate healer. And I've talked to so many people that have tried so many different remedies with things that have happened similar to what I'm having. And I'm telling you, I'm enjoying the way he's healing me. It's just arduous, but the communication that you have with him is fathomable. It's just amazing. So our subject for today, I'm just going to jump right in there. Was right on what I was talking about. Let your faith be the first responder. Let your faith be the first responder. Man, if I don't have to prove all these messages, I'm telling you what I have to go through to get these messages out. But they bless me first. And by that, it's when he told David, your cup runneth over. He pours my cup and it runs over so that I can share with you. If I have nothing in my cup, then I don't have anything to share. But honey child, getting this stuff in my cup is challenging, I'm telling you. But I'm practicing what I'm preaching, letting faith be my first responder. And I think about the time when I had fallen, you've heard the story, broken my femur, how I was there on the ground covered with snow. There, no one came, no one could hear me. But God sent this, I'm like, what is that? Breaking through the dark, this bald-headed, ebony dark man with a plaid shirt, pants, no coat, running like a locomotive, moving the air. I'm like, what is that? And he got there, and of course, then he fell on the ice right next to me, and I'm like, could you move over? This is my space here. Got up and he was just, I'm like, you sent me a worshiper? Incredible shot. I was there waiting on the Lord. What else was I going to do? It was choices at that moment. But God knew my heart. I would have waited on him anyway. And he sent as my first responder. No one knew to this day or knows to this day who this man was. Everyone knows everyone in the complex. He came out of the dark. He went back to the dark. But I know it was my angel. They all saw him. And then when everyone finally did come out, and to send, you know, call 911 and all those things, he turns around and he says, you will get your healing. You will get your healing. And then he spoke in English. And he left right back in the dark where he came from. So when you wait on God and he knows where your heart is and what you've done, and it takes a while to build up tenacity and faith, and you just do here a little, there a little, precept upon precept, situation upon situation, and build your faith via faith. Builder, but why not call on God as your first responder? And a lot of times we do. Jesus is the first thing we call him, but then we don't wait on his response. We'll call on him. But honey, if you don't get something else in here to help me, and I mean now, we don't wait for him. But what about calling on him as the first responder and believing in him as the first responder and waiting? That's the challenge, because you're in the unknown, and people, even saints, will challenge you. Well, did you do this? Or what about this? And all these remedies, non-validated remedies, by the way. And I'm like, yeah, I got prayer, and well, you need to do this, you need to do that, and da da da. Well, yes. No one wants to believe, not no one, but it's, you know, to find someone, and it's wonderful when you do, that believes with you, that God, we sing it and we say it. He's a healer. He's my healer. He's my hero. He does. But do we wait for him to actually do that? Do we prove him in ourselves? Do we believe that? Do we show that? Do we have that testimony? Some do. And that's what we're going to talk about. It takes using a God sense. Not your good sense, God sense. And most of us logically believe what it is we believe. And it has to make sense to sit there and do nothing. I can remember being at home and being introduced to trusting and waiting on God and being ill with a headache that I couldn't move. And my dad just didn't understand that at all. He says, somebody said, take something. I mean, that's just that format. You don't. And so he says, get up and work. He made me get up and work. I could hardly walk. I was in so much pain. But I had to obey, and I did it. But he didn't understand that, you know, at all. And he came to respect it later on. But he said, it just doesn't make any sense. And it doesn't make any sense. Because it's God's sense. And it's not our good sense. And what do we have to validate our good sense with anyway? If you're looking for a miracle, you say, I'm waiting on the Lord. I want a miracle. Do you really? Are you willing to wait? Are you willing to trust that he said every good and every perfect gift comes from above? He can and he will. And that's why you have to continuously read the Bible stories, continuously read the Word of God, see what he's done, and then know that his promises are true, and that's exactly what he's going to do for you. And you become a believer. My sentence is, I know him as a healer. I know. And some people that have been, I got to experience that too, be down and out with zero. I know him as a keeper. I know him as a supplier. I know him. Do I know everything? No. And how much do I know? Not much. But I'm learning. Every day I have an opportunity to learn more. Life affords me those opportunities, as it does us all. But are you going to grow with them? Or are you just going to sit on them? It's kind of like, I was thinking of the analogy today of orange juice, frozen concentrate orange juice. You get the pitcher, you get the water in the pitcher, and you have the frozen, so you got these two things, water, pitcher. And then you look at it and say, man, I'm thirsty. I'd like some orange juice. That vitamin C would taste really good in my body right now. It'd be rather refreshing. I like the taste of that. It would go well with my meal. Okay. So what are you going to do? Are you going to take that, put it in the pitcher? Are you going to mix it? Are you going to stir it? You know, what are you going to do with the things that you have that God has put before you? I was talking with a young man the other day. He says, you know, I've tried this and that. I'm just waiting on the Lord. Really? Well, let's see. God doesn't have any homework that's not finished. He doesn't have anything that he needs to hurry up and get done or accomplished. Everything God's going to do, he's already done. He's already done them because he's a great God. He already knows what your needs are, what your decisions are going to be, because he said he knows your thoughts before you think them. And if he's already supplied magnificently a way out, but do you believe it? Do you believe if you let your faith be the first responder and you go to him first? Not after you went to first base, second base, third base, and you get back home where you started, where you could have stayed. If you believe him, you wouldn't need to be batted out and go around that circle of life. Are you going to believe him? Are you going to wait? And are you going to trust? So I made reference. Well, let's do our scriptures first. And my little imagery, if you look at my one-sheeter on my Facebook. Oh, by the way, commercial break. My second new book is out, 10 Ways to Help Your Child Overcome Obstacles. 10 Ways to Help Your Child Overcome Obstacles. The Lord's doing a great thing with that. I'm so thankful to him. If you go on Amazon and just put my name in, Cassandra McDonald, my two books come up. The first one was The Power of Joy, A Sustainable Source. It's 30 of my original paintings, 30 scriptures, and 30 thoughts that are reflective of my life. And they're both on Amazon. So just put my name in, Cassandra McDonald, and they'll come right up. God is a great God. So the imagery that I have on my Facebook, and you can come and be my Facebook friend if you like, Cassandra McDonald, and I'll befriend you. It says, make God your first priority, not your last resort. Oops. Make God your first priority, not your last resort. Now, we have songs, when you tried everything and everything has failed, try Jesus. We sing that song for you. When you tried everything and everything has failed, try Jesus. If you just turn to him, really? Yeah, and that's about what we do. He's our last resort. After we try everything, why not try Jesus? Well, why don't you skip all that other stuff and try him first? But it's going to let life beat us, and life will beat you down. And then when you're down and out and in disparity, that's when you say, God, if you're a real God, now come on, they told me about it, I heard these stories. If you're real, I need you to show up. And you know, he's so merciful. He'll show up every time. Don't you just love him? Every time. Even though we demand that he prove himself over and over and over again, he'll do it because we're his children and he loves them. We studied two characters. I think I'm going to do, let me read the scriptures and then I'll go back. So I took from